So what's your best I did it on a dare story? It's 99.7 DJX. I remember I had a friend growing up. His name's Matt. And he was always kind of the instigator. But I was always the kid who would do whatever you would say.
Uh-huh.
I was that kid. So it was a, hey, let's throw a rock at this house.
Oh, no.
Okay. Pick it up, throw, break the window, run away.
Consequences, you know,
it's things like that that plagued me throughout my life with Matt. I don't know what he's doing now. Hopefully he's doing well.
Probably throwing rocks at houses.
Probably throwing rocks at houses.
Which, don't do that, kids.
Right.
Kevin, I was dared to eat a whole raw onion like an apple. Took me 20 minutes to finish it. Brutal.
Stephanie texted in and said, I dipped an Oreo once into Jägermeister on a dare. I would not recommend doing that.
Oh, wow.
Even on a dare.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I mean, okay. Yeah, you're right. Alexa said, me and my brother used to dare each other crazy stuff all the time. I dared him to throw a rock at a car. Another time I dared him to get in the dryer and let me start it because I thought
gosh.
It would be fun.
Ooh.
I've even dared him to climb into the sewer tube thing under the road and I panicked and could not come out for almost 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Alexa, holy cow.
No, don't do any of that.
Dang.
Oh, Chase. Some of my younger coworkers said I was too old to twerk on a wall.
You're like, move over, kids!
So, one day after work, standing outside, they dared me. I tried to prove to their 20-year-old selves I was not old and could twerk on a wall. I nailed it, but my landing resulted in me breaking my hip.
Oh,
I was
no.
33 at the time.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Oh no.
I can only hope and assume that somebody out on video.
Well, and then you also hope because, you know, you've got the cheers of your coworkers.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it.
Absolutely.
When you fall and you're in pain and hopefully it's the adrenaline from that. Yes, you gotta hide it.
You cannot tell them.
You can't tell them there.
Adam said my brother's friend dared me to spray cinnamon spray where the sun don't shine. I did. Drop pants. Squatted, sprayed.
Oh, my God.
I remember the moment it started to burn. To this day, I tense up with the smell of cinnamon. Hashtag triggered. I don't know why. How do you even come up with that idea?
I don't know. I love it when you dry read.
Yep.
One of these responses.
I do it on purpose. I haven't read through a lot of these. I just kind of see they come in. I'm like, I'm not going to read it yet. Tyler dared to jump into the mall fountain and retrieve treasure.
Yes.
The treasure was 3 sticky pennies and what turned into a security escort out of the mall.
Out of the mall. Yep. What's your best I did it on a dare story? Chris dared to pretend to propose. Oh, my gosh. I was dared to pretend to propose to my girlfriend at a party for laughs. She said yes. Everyone cheered.
Oh my gosh.
I panicked and went along with it for 3 days.
Wow.
Before admitting it was a dare.
Oh, how did she take that?
We're actually engaged now.
Oh, wow. She's forgiving. She is forgiving.
So
that could have been the end of that.
What sort of conversation was that like?
Oh.
Hey. This kind of spiraled out. You told your parents.
Oh, gosh.
He's like, this kind of spiraled out of control.
Can we put a pin in that?
Can we come back to that?
Oh, Devin. Mm-hmm. Ate a ghost pepper on a dare.
Yeah.
Saw my ancestors. Fire exited my body in ways I won't describe.
Thank you, Devin. Yeah, Adam said something similar. We dared my nephew to eat a spoon of chili flakes for $1.
A dollar?
There was no hesitation, regret.
That is at least $20. Oh, we're not discussing it. Probably not even that. I'm not doing it for less than 50.
Oh, shoot.
You need to amp it up a little bit.
What's your best I did it on a dare story? That's great.
Oh, wow.
We got a couple more we'll get to.
Erica dared to crash a wedding and stay as long as possible. I blended in so well, I caught the bouquet.
Oh, wow.
I still have no idea whose wedding that was.
Don't you not know who caught your bouquet?
No, I know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but there was someone that asked to be invited to the wedding that I don't know.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes.
That's what it was.
And I said yes.
Yeah.
And they made it in the wedding video.
Of course they did.
By the chocolate fountain, I didn't get to enjoy.
Okay.
First, I'm not bitter, though.
First of all, Amy, if you're going to text that, you should call so we can discuss.
Oh, nope. She just wants to text it and leave it be. Just put it out there. Probably similar to breaking up with your girlfriend on April Fool's Day only to propose. That's probably how that was handled.
I don't know what you're talking about, Amy.
Again, you got lucky. Again, she was forgiving.
My now wife,
yes.
Very forgiving person.
Yep, very forgiving person.
All right, those are good. Maybe we'll take some more coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Your best I did it on a dare story. These are funny.
These are fun. Cautionary tales, though.
All of them.
Yeah.